The Rays trying to snap a two-game skid, taking on the Indians. Jay Bruce in uniform for Cleveland, coming over in a trade. Ready for this one. Pick it up first inning. No score. Jose Ramirez with a man on third, facing Blake Snell.
Ground ball, third, backhanded by Longoria. Throw to first is wide. The run is going to score.
He winds and deals. Swing and a miss at a slider down and in. And Austin Jackson is Blake Snell's first strikeout of the game.
Now ready to go with a 1-2 again. Here's a swing and a miss. He struck him out. Strike three called at the top of the zone, and he gets Guyer looking.
And shoots it up the gap, right center field. Duda on his way to the plate. Longoria will go to third, and the Rays are on the board.
And the first pitch to him. He swung out and drilled. Center field and deep. Zimmer going back to the track, to the wall, and it is gone. He didn't get it. It's a three-run home run for Corey Dickerson, and the Rays take a 4-1 lead.
Colomay ready to go, winds and unloads. Got him swinging, and the Rays have defeated the Cleveland Indians.
The Rays snapped their brief two-game skid. Manager Kevin Cash spoke after.
Well, pretty exciting eighth inning, to say the least, but I thought the game, we had a chance to win the game simply because of Blake Snell's performance. He was outstanding. Commanded all of his pitches, pitched out of some tough jams, a couple leadoff doubles, a couple walks here and there. But, I mean, as far as commanding the baseball, making big pitches when he had to, that's his, a huge step in the right direction. I know he came off the mound feeling pretty good about himself, and he should, because he did his job tonight for sure. Tommy Hunter was outstanding, you know. You see it when these guys are rested well, like Tommy and Alex, what they're capable of. And Tommy picked us up in a big way. And then offensively, pretty slow going, obviously. I mean, a little bit of the same that we had experienced the last couple days, but kept at it and found a way to get one in. Lomo had a couple hits, which was nice. It's good to see him get going. Longo had a couple hits. But the big blast by Corey was huge, kind of lifting of the dugout.
Corey was 0 for 21 going into his home run. How nice was it to see him come through there?
Huge. I mean, he needed it. Anytime when you're going through a funk like that, you know, to have it such a huge impact on the game is pretty special.
That eighth inning, how do you best describe it with Malik Smith? It was kind of wild.
Took a chance on the squeeze play, didn't work, and then just kind of bet that we were going to get another fastball just to get him to get a ball on the ground, and it just didn't happen.
And for Blake Snell, what does this do for him mentally going forward?
Hopefully a lot. I mean, you know, we have a tendency to, you know, nitpick his starts, which that's fine, but at the same time, he has made some progress since he's been back. And, you know, the progress that he's made has showed, you know, quite a bit, you know, in certain select starts, but today was right there at the top.
What did you think about when he thought he had strike three on Guyer and started running off the mound, then came back and just pounded it again?
I was impressed. I mean, that was probably a lot of reaction there for a pitch. I think the Gibby got it right. It was a ball off the plate. But, you know, he lost it for a split second and regained his focus to come back and make a big pitch.
You mentioned his fastball or his command of his pitches, but being able to work his fastball as well as he did today, how big was that?
Huge. I mean, that's huge for him any start. I mean, he's got to be able to command the fastball for him to have success, and that's what he did. And then he complements it with the changeup was good today for him, and some of the sliders down below were big. But I like the way that he attacked this lineup. Look, this lineup is very – they don't strike out a lot, and they're very patient at the plate. And if you kind of pitch around your fastball, they're going to find their way on base a lot. And I thought he attacked really well with the fastball.
Kevin, you've been in this funk as a team, but hasn't part of it been that your big hitters haven't been hitting? You know, Longo's been struggling since the cycle game. Dickerson's been struggling. Morrison's been struggling. And tonight they all –
They all played a big part tonight. I mean, there's no doubt we got to get those guys going. And, you know, hopefully, I know we're feeling pretty good right now after that win. The three guys you mentioned played a huge part in all of the of our scoring. So, without a doubt, any team will tell you they need their 3-4-5 hitters or 1-2-3 hitters showing impact, and they did tonight.
The way that things have been going, did you think Zimmer caught the ball?
No, I did not. I actually I did not think he caught the ball when it off the bat. I thought it was over his head. I didn't think he was gonna. I didn't think it was going out of the ballpark. But no, I felt like it went out once it got there.
How has Corey been mentally when he's gone through this scuffle that he's been through?
Just as normal as really anybody else that scuffles. You know, he a little bit pressing here at times. I mean, Corey, you know. People like to say he's over swinging. I mean, if you like to say he's over swinging over the last 20 at bats, then you got to say he over swings over the first 350, because that hasn't changed. He's going to go up there and look to impact the ball and drive it out to all field. So I think, you know, a little telling today was when Corey took the third strike fastball. That's something you don't see him do, is take a pitch. Generally, if he's going to go down, he's going down swinging. But I know he was excited at coming in right there after the big home run.
And a tough way for Snell to exit the game, but Hunter, the way he cleaned that up was pretty sweet.
Yeah, it was outstanding. I mean, Tommy's having a pretty remarkable year, and he's picked us up multiple times. And, you know, whatever we asked him, he seems to go out there and do and give us a chance to get back in the dugout fairly quickly.
So do you consider this a breakout now? You're done talking about this long?
Well, that's if we get four more runs tomorrow, I guess.
So you went for the second squeeze just thinking at that point you might get a chance to get...
Yeah, you know what? It's a gamble. I'm sure I'll be told by my bosses that that was stupid, but that's okay. I can live with it. I've been called stupid plenty of times.
Corey Dickerson, the big hit, a three-run homer in the eighth. He talked after the game.
You know, I haven't been doing too well lately, and we had a meeting today. It's kind of let it go, have fun, pick your teammates up, and that's really hard to say even when you're still struggling. And I was trying not to miss my pitch. I was missing my pitch a little bit earlier, and, you know, I wanted to pitch up in the zone, and I got it, and luckily I didn't miss it.
So how much was it for you a weight off of your shoulders?
Huge weight. As baseball players, we put a lot of work and a lot of, you know, at our craft. And when it don't go our way, we tend to search and try to find, you know, something to correct it. And, you know, it was nice to get that one.
Corey, for the team too, coming into tonight's game, the Rays were 5-8 in your last 13 games. How significant is this win tonight?
It was huge. We played in really hard games the past 2 weeks. You know, it's the dog days, tough travel, but you still have to come out here and perform, and that's the tough thing. So you got to be mentally prepared and lean on your teammates, and this team has been really good about that.
And last one for you, what did you particularly like out of your starter tonight, Blake Snell?
He threw strikes, he pounded his zone. He has incredible stuff, so whenever he attacks the zone, it's going to be a tough night for those hitters, and it's fun to play behind him, and you know, hopefully he just keeps improving.
Up next, the series continues on Friday with Jacob Faria on the Hill.